We're in the middle of the week of tshuva, those awesome days when we examine each of our actions and try to figure out how to tip the scale in our favor. Klal Yisrael has suffered a disastrous year in so many ways, and we are hoping and davening for a far better year next year. We've also just begun the school year, and every experienced teacher knows that the best way to start off is to walk into the classroom with three rules that cannot and will never be broken, as opposed to walking in with the manifesto of 75 rules, details, rewards, procedures, consequences. It would seem, too, that as we're examining our role as Ovdei Hashem, that it would be so much easier if we had a few specific mitzvahs, that these are the mitzvahs that you have to do. This is what it means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to what we do have, 613 mitzvahs, besides tens of thousands of corollaries in Torah Shebaal Peh and mitzvahs Derabanan. We are certainly messing up multiple times a day. And yet, the Mishnah says, Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to succeed. Hashem wanted to give us schar. He wanted to give us schus. Lefichach, therefore, hirba lehem tara mitzvahs. In order to make sure that we succeed, Hashem gave us many, many mitzvahs. And this is hard to understand. There are many answers that have been given. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach adds a valuable perspective. And he said like this, there are so many things which we as human beings do every single day. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was he made these actions mitzvahs. For example, we have to put on our shoes every day. Human beings put on shoes every day. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in which order to put on our shoes. That becomes a mitzvah. Now the very act of putting on my shoes, which would just be a mundane act of putting on shoes, becomes a mitzvah. Rav Shimshon Pinkas tells a story about an avrech, a young man who walks into the makolet, to the local grocery store, and he says to the owner, you know, I want to do an act of chesed. I want to pay the bill of the person who owes you the most money. Please show me his bill, show me his cheshbon, and I'm going to pay for it. Rav Shimshon Pinkas continues, and he says, I know that the story is true because it happens to be that I was the avrech, I was the young man who did it. And then he said, and it happens to be the bill I paid was my own family. And after the laughter subsided, he said, and do you think it was less of a chesed just because it happened to be my own children? Feeding and clothing our children is also a chesed. What a tremendous gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. By putting the proper intent into our actions, it turns mundane actions into schuyas for us. So we're not going to be doing this all day, every day. But if we stop for a moment before we cook that pot of macaroni so our children could have supper, of course we have to serve our children supper. If we don't serve them supper, they're going to come home, they're going to be all cranky. They're our children, we have to feed them. That's our mundane general role. But if I have the intention that I'm also trying to be the best mother that I can be, the best wife that I can be, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted me these precious neshamas, and I'm going to feed them because they are not just my children, they're also HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, then that pot of macaroni becomes an act of chesed. And if I'm going to take a walk because I want to enjoy the beautiful weather, and before I go to take the walk, I think for a minute, there's a mitzvah of a nishmartu ma'od l'nafshesechem, and it's healthy for me to take this walk, and I'm also doing it for my health, I get a mitzvah for taking that walk, in fact, for every step of that walk. In this week's parsha, we have the inyan of Hakel, where once every 7 years, the entire Jewish community, men, women, and children, gather together to hear the Sefer Torah, which is being read by the king. Chazal ask, why does everybody have to come? And it gives an answer for each segment of society. Anashim ba'im l'lmaid, the men, they come to learn. Nashim ba'ais l'shmaya, and the women, they come to hear. Taf lama ba'im, children, why do they come? Kedei litein schar l'mivi'ehem, to give schar to those who bring them. Rabbeinu Yaakov Milissa asks the obvious question. If the men are coming, and the women are coming, then what's the question about the children? Of course they have to come. There's no one left to watch them. Who's supposed to watch them if all the men and all the women of Klal Yisrael are there? And again, there are many answers given to this question, but here's one. Of course you have to bring your children anyways. Practically, you have to bring them because there's no one there to watch them. But because I'm commanding you to bring them, then literally, kedei litein schar lemevi'ehem, to give schar to those who bring them. Meaning practically, you're bringing your children anyways, but now you're going to get schar for bringing them. Why? Because it's a mitzvah to bring them. This is our task in this world. It's interesting because our time here is limited, and whatever we manage to do in this world is really defining our eternity in the next world. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a physical body that needs to be taken care of. Much of our time in this world is spent eating, sleeping, working to make enough money so that our body should have shelter and clothing. So what we have to keep in mind is this dual role where, yes, we have to take care of ourselves and we have to do the practical things that we have to do because we are physical people. But we're remembering that we're doing this in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then everything we do takes on a spiritual aspect. Later on in this parsha, when describing the terrible tzaras that will fall upon us if we don't listen to what Hashem wants, the pasuk says, "V'chara api bayim hahu, I will get angry at him on that day, va'azavtim, and I will leave them." Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu never leaves us, but v'histarti panai mehem, I will hide my face from them. It will feel to them like I have left them. V'haya le'echol, and they will be like prey. Their enemies will descend on them and will consume them. Umetza'uhu ra'ais rabais v'tzarais, terrible, unspeakable, incomprehensible tzarais will befall them. Rav Zalman Sorotzkin says that yes, v'ayala achol literally in pshat level translates as, and they will be like prey. But he gives it a novel interpretation and he says, the worst of the tzaris that can possibly befall us is when we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is not with us and we turn our attention away from our spiritual growth, v'haya le'echol, and we become just our physical bodies whose whole purpose in this world is to eat. Everything becomes about food. Everything becomes about our materialistic and sensual needs, as opposed to being spiritual people. And our whole lives center around food and clothing and material pursuits. There's a balance that we have to strike. Of course, we are meant to appreciate and enjoy the beautiful world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. He's given us a world of color, of taste, of extreme beauty. And we are meant to notice and appreciate the beautiful world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created for us. In this parsha, we get both sides. On the one hand, we can turn our physical actions into mitzvahs, and on the other hand, how easy and devastating it is to fall into a world where everything is le'echol, where our only entire focus is to eat, is our physical beings. We should be zeicha to use our time well, to use our time specifically this week when every minute is crucial and counts, but more so to use the time for introspection so that we give direction to our lives. And again, we're not going to be thinking every single second of our life, how am I meant to turn my physical into spiritual? Because we are people and we are normal people. But this is a very, very appropriate time of year to take stock of our actions and to take stock of our trajectory and to say, how can I use my opportunities well to indeed be the best person that I can be? We should be zeicha to a good year, a good Gebenshir for all of Klal Yisrael.